This week's share we're going to deal with the cases of Masachet Bekuvyot. Some people have minig, probably can't call it a minig, some people have anhogel. Around Hanukkah time they get together, a game of cards they want to play. They think that it's what the Torah wants from them, it's a minig kavan. The shaila is, what's the ramifications and what's the halachas of someone who plays cards, the person who loses mechuyif to pay or not? We're also going to deal with a case where someone wants to prove his point. He says, this and this happened a certain day. He said, no, it didn't. They go back and forth. I'll bet you $100 that's what happened. Any bet that someone makes as to whether or not when the person loses, he's usually one who asks the shaila, is he mechuyif to pay up when he loses or not? But the etzim, we'll use the Gemara, so we'll go through a few Gemara to deal with the inyan of asmachta. And asmachta is very common in everyday situations. Lamoto, someone wants to put down a deposit on a hall, he wants to reserve it. Then something happens and he wants to back out. Really, the reason why he put down the deposit is he's expecting that he was going to be able to do it. And the chasaron of asmachta, when someone goes into something with certain expectations, and he knows, even if he knows there's a possibility that it won't end up coming, that's the chasaron of asmachta. Mesachem, next week we'll deal with these types of cases where someone who rents a hall or even puts down a deposit in a house. We'll also deal, Mesachem, with someone who buys, let's say, stock options, these types of things. The chat is he's buying something based on a certain, wants to get something. But this week we'll deal more with Mesachem Bekuvya, but we'll later grant the foundation for those you said. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tapsulim. Mishnah's handling cases of someone who's possible to be an aide, of someone who's possible to be a dayan. The Mishnah gives a case of Masachet Bekuvyot. The Gemara asks, Masachet Bekuvyot, my covet? What's the greatest chasaron of someone who Masachet Bekuvyot that should be possible to aid us? The Gemara brings him a focus. Omer Rami Vachoma, Mishnah Dahave Asmachta, Vashmachta Vakanya. Rami Vachoma's shita is that someone who places bets is Masachet Bekuvyot is playing. The Rami gives all different types of cases, different variations of card games, of the Iker card game. These are all cases of a chasaron of a smachta, and the way Rashi types is what the smachta is. The chasaron of a smachta is he doesn't give something willingly. El shasoynach das adavah she'enah. He's soynach das in something which is really not true. Now again, we're not dealing with someone who plays a game of cards. Obviously, he knows that there's a chance he's going to lose. He's not going into it saying, I'm for sure going to win, and that's the reason why I'm placing the bet. Obviously, he understands that there's a certain percentage that he's going to lose, but if he knew he would lose, he wouldn't have placed the bet. So the reason in reality, the reason why the person placed the bet was because he was counting on and he was doing it for the tzad that he's going to win. Now even though he knows that there's a possibility that he's going to lose, but the reason why he went into the game is because he had the expectation, he didn't think he was for sure going to win, but he sort of wanted to win. So there's a chasaron that when he loses, again if someone, the person who takes the money, the person who accepts that money is really taking about karcha the person. Because the person doesn't really want to pay up on the after he loses. Before that, he anticipates that he might win. That's why he agreed to it. But he wasn't, in Hilchos Gemira's Das, he was really expecting to win. And he wasn't really Gemira's Das that if he loses, he's going to pay up. And that's Shita Shroma Barchoma, the son of Asmachta, and Asmachta Lekanya. The Rashi Taitan since it's Lekanya, Babla Ken Gzeila Beyodi. When you force the person to pay you the money which he lost on a game of cards, you're sort of stealing the money from him. Because since it's not like Kanye doesn't really owe you the money, when you take that money, it's Gzela the Yodit. Yes, we'll get to that. There's a halacha that could be that even if you hold a snack like Kanye, once you already paid it off, it's a mechila b'tayis, even if you do that, then you're allowed to keep it. The Ramah says in the Negei Hachas Eidus that he's sure, we'll get to it later. The Sheikh Sita argues on Ron Bachama, he says, Kokia Gadna Lava Snashtim. There's no chasaron of asmachta when someone is masachik bekuvya. So what's chat in the Mishnah while you possible leidus? He says in Mishnah, what's he saying? The oiskim yeshuvah shalaylam. He's not being oisik yeshuvah shalaylam. And here we have a big machloikus, the Rambam and the other Rishonim, to what chat in ain't oisik yeshuvah shalaylam is. The Rambam shita will get to more barichas to this is that it's called the gezel the rabbanon. And ain't oisik yeshuvah shalaylam is just a way that he sort of stole money, he took money that she wasn't supposed to take. We'll see exactly how to pass it, so the law doesn't seem like that. But the other Rishonim learn, Eino Yisik B'Yeshuva Eresh and Kepshuta, the way the Sma explains it, that the Tam is Psul HaMasachah B'Kuvya, whom Yishum Shekivin She'eni Yideya B'Yeshuva Shalai, Vam Leidah Kama Kosha HaVachah Sintmoit Abnei Yodah. Someone who gambles, he just went to a game, he played a small game of cards, and he made a lot of money. So he doesn't understand and appreciate how hard it is for someone to earn money and to work and to get it. Because Nekel Be'enav Lahayre Eid Hashaka, someone who doesn't, who makes money very quickly, it's easy come, easy go, so he'll be more inclined, he doesn't remember the facts completely, he'll be made Eid Hashaka, either he'll accept a bribe, or he'll stammer that he made Eid Hashaka, he doesn't appreciate what it means when he's made against someone, that the person's going to lose money, because money is a very light thing by him. But the Smash says, according to this, if someone has a job besides that, and he understands what it means to make money, even though he makes money on the side by gambling, or could be even most of his money comes from gambling, but he does hold a steady job and understands what the appreciation of someone who works, how hard it is to make money, then he's still kosher to be made, and there's no psul of any oisik b'shuvah shalayla. Rashi over here asks Akasha, what's the pshat in Rashi? Again, we typed from Rashi, what the psul of, what the din of a smash is. Seimach al-dava she'inah. He was seimach al-dava something which wasn't true. So why attack as a Masach of the Kuvi? What's trying to chase it? Could a classic case of Masach of the Kuvi should be, or a classic case of a smash, so should be Masach of the Kuvi. What's trying? So Rashi contrasts it to another case. I'm going to go through the case for a minute. The Gemara of the Vash and buying the barrel of the wine, the Maestri is going to be potted. And the Gemara is a cashier from this from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and the Mishnah is talking about a case where I hired someone to put the plant in my field, to plow in it. And the Mishnah says, in Avavalei Aved Hashem the Mitzvah. I hire you as an oris, and the deal of an oris was supposed to keep the, whatever the fruits that come out at the end, they each keep a certain percentage. And the person said that if I don't end up growing and I don't, the field doesn't produce any produce, I'm going to pay you the mitzvah, I'm going to pay you what the normal amount that the field should have been able to produce. I'm agreeing to pay you that even if I don't end up doing it. And there, the Mishnah says, you have to pay the mitzvah. And the Gemara asks, the Kasha, has that stem with the case of wine? But in the case of wine, it seems like that if I guarantee you that I'm going to go buy the wine and I don't fearize my guarantee, Rav Ashi says, I'm part of the son of a smasta. So how does that differ from the case where I told you I'm going to plant the field and there I'm trying to pay? Look, the Gemara, hasam b'yodai, hasala b'yodai. Most of the case of where I have to plow the field is totally in my control. Again, we're not talking about that it was mechayev myself to pay if the field doesn't produce. I have to go ahead and I have to plow the reya, chayesh, whatever, I have to do the normal, what a normal artist does in the field, so it's totally in my control. And since it's totally in my control, so I can't agree to be machna to you on the tzad that I don't do it, because it's so much in my control that is, I agree, I'm going to ask that I'm taka going to do it to you. And I'm 100% guaranteeing that I'm going to do it. And even if I don't do it, it's going to be because I decided I don't want to do it. And since it's all in my control, I can be going to ask to taka go ahead and do it. But the chayra, getting back to Rashi, Sakhtesis, I hear the Gemara saying that the case of wine is considered a case of Eine B'yadai, and that's why there's a chasson of a smasta, and the case of plowing the field is B'yadai. So how does that compare with Rashi, said from Sakhet? Rashi said that the case of Mesachek Bekuvya, with someone playing cards, that's totally out of his control, that's a din of Eine B'yadai, and there is no chasson of a smasta. And over here the Gemara said that the case of wine, since it's Eine B'yadai, it is a chasson of a smasta. So Tesis, and the Ri is Nechadish, and the Ramo brings us down in Simon Rezayin, that there's a chilek how much Eine B'yadai is. And basically there are three columns, and this is very difficult to understand in future the dinim of a smasta. There's three gedorim of a smasta. There's something which is b'yadai, which is in totally in his control, like the case of an avav l'yavad ha'shalom b'mishvah. I'm going to work on the field, and I'm guaranteeing I'm going to work on the field, and there is no chasarn of a smasta, because since it's totally in the person's control, and the person knows at the end of the day, the tzad that he's going to do it, and the tzad that he's not going to do it, is all in his control, so he agrees to be mechayiv himself to guarantee the person that he's going to do it, because he knows even if he decides not to do it, so it's his own decision, it won't be taken out of his control, and he agrees to be mechayiv himself. The second case is something that's ein b'yadai, similar to the case of wine. The case of wine, it could be that if I'm going to go to that place, someone already bought out the wine, I know it's not totally in my control. Again, at today's stores, if I tell someone to go buy something and it's readily available and Isaac could buy it, if he just get it, and about it, that would be considered a case of b'yadai. You have to understand then it was a case such as I had to go down to the town and there had to be wine available, it had to be that they produced wine and no one else came before me, the prices didn't change. So it was not totally b'yadai, and something that's not totally b'yadai, if it's a little b'yadai, because I could go down there, it's not totally b'yadai, it's b'yadai, but ain't a b'yadai kwal, there's a chasarn of a smasta, because the person went into it, he knew, he really was mechayiv himself that he's going to go ahead and do it, but he knew that there was a chance that he wouldn't be able to buy the wine. So there is not mechayiv himself, and there is a case of a smasta like Kanya. And then there's Mesachek Bekuvya, which is Eine B'yadai Klal. It's totally out of his control. And there he knows, since it's so far out of his control, we can't say that the reason why he agreed to the deal was because he expected a certain expectation. It's totally out of his control. It's not totally any expectations. And there is a case where Smachta is Kanya also. Now there is another Nekuda, which is very negay, which Taisa said, that if it's something that's a guzmu, that's the case where we said with the yodi, we're in the chayv himself, is I said I'm going to plow the field, and if I don't plow it, I'm going to pay the mitzvah, which means what the field normally produces. There's another tzainas matzah, that if I say in the same case, I say I'm going to plow the field, if I don't do it, I'm going to pay you elef zuz. Via the case, since I was in the Gaza, and I gave you a number, my guarantee is such a high number, that if I don't do this in this job, I'm going to pay you this amount of money. Since it's such a crazy amount of money, it doesn't compensate him just for his losses, that's considered a guzma. And there's also a din of a smachta, loikanya, b'shei gavne, where it's a guzma. It could be that it's a guzma, or it could be that's also in the biyadi completely, because he doesn't necessarily have the money.
Okay.
Again, I think if the deal was that if something happens, if something that's not in your control happens also and you have to pay, that would be an asnasta. The deal was that you have to do the regular thing, but he just decided not to do it. If the deal would be that if the field doesn't produce, there's no rain and these types of things, and he's hacking a tie, you're just guaranteeing that you're going to try to do the regular thing. And since it's not an out of the ordinary occurrence, that's the... Again, because there, the normal thing and the normal seder of things, I should be able to do it. I should be able to pay back. Again, you're talking about a case that obviously didn't have the money. He's expecting to get money. It's not a look around. The people are happy.
Right, 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 right.
Again, if it's a type of small amount of money and you say that, and it's all the normal things they should be able to pay back, then it would only be a concern of guzmos. A lot of times, and so certain moments, look around today. Today's economy is definitely a perfect example. Not everything is not completely beyond this. Things happen, and you're not always able to. A lot of expenses, other expenses that come up, and you're not always able to pay back a loan. Again, if it's a small amount of money, a few dollars, and he's able to pay it back, then in the Hanami, that would be a case maybe only of a guzma. But it depends on each case in the Hanami. Now let's go back to the din of Masacha Bekuvia. Kitz in the Gemara, there's a Machoikis, Ramba Choma, and Nefshesheth, as to whether or not Masacha Bekuvia is a chasarn of a smachta or not. The Rosh, the Rish, other Poskim, Nemon, that Alokha is like Nefshesheth, the Paskin, that the Masacha Bekuvia is not the son of a smachta. In the Rambam, there's a Shaila how we learned. The Rambam in Simon Shinayim, these days, says the Masacha Bekuvia case plan, he gives a bunch of cases of Masacha Bekuvia. And he says, the Chen Kok Yetzah B'dvorim Eilu, Osir, the Gezel Nidavreinu. He says, all these cases of Masacha Bekuvia are Osir, Alts, Gezel Nidavreinu. The Magen Mishnah tells us the same Lashon and the Rambam. What's Gezel Nidavreinu? The Gemara is a Machoikis, a Smachta. If it's a Smachta, it's not a Smachta. The fact that it's not an Asmachta, Shesha says, it's ain't Eitzik V'Yeshiva Shaloylam. It doesn't mention anything about Gezel Midevreim. Why is the Rambam Mechadish a new halacha of Gezel Midevreim? Where is he coming from? So the Magen Mishnah bites Tzorach Iyan, he says, maybe, and then he says, but Lamayim says the Gemara in Shabbos, which seems to say like the Rambam. We'll get to that Gemara in a minute. The Beit Yosef, in Ketz Mishnah, Hochas Eber, seems to name on, that we're Takah Paskening, not like Shesha, rather Paskening, the Rambam Bachoma. That the Etzim Asmachta, that Masacha Bekuvia is a chasson of Asmachta. The Sma asks on this side, how can you say that with Haskin Zom Lachom is a chasson of Asmachta? If it's Asmachta Lekanya, it should be Gezel Mamish. If the person doesn't owe you the money and you take the money by Chorachasim, you take the money to pay, so you're Gezel Mamish. Why does the Ram only say Gezel Midavreim? So the Sma is Mechadish, that even the Haskin like Rashashis, even the Rambam Haskin like Rashashis, that Masacha Bekuvia, based on the story which I said earlier, that Pshat is, he knows it's beyond his control and he agreed to do it anyway. It's only, the Etzim, it's not a chasson of a smachta. They had to make a takana, they didn't want people to be Masacha Bekuvia. So they said that it's like Gezel Midivreim. But they put a clause in it, even if someone is Eva Gezel Midivreim, he's not possible for Eidus. Gezel Midivreim is not possible for Eidus. The only time he's possible for Eidus is it's Ein Eisik B'Shuva Shalom, with most of your money, and this, he learned the different types of Ein Eisik B'Shuva Shalom, means that most of the money that you have, that you'd be eating off that money, that is money that you're living off, comes from Gezel Midivreim. Such a person is possible for Eidus, But someone who's Eiva, and he's Taka Eiva Gezel Midivreim, Lashishitis Harambam, if he is Nesachai Bekuvia, but he's not possible for Eidus, and the Sheikh is sounding what the Psul of possible for Eidus is. So the Shita Tarambam, like it says, and that's the way the Smal learns it, is that someone who is Masacha Bekuvia is Eiva Isla Gezel Midavreya. In Siv Gimel, the Rambam, the Mechaber, says that, and this comes from the Ran Moser, that with a goy there's no problem with Masachet the Kovyon. And the Ramon that Alosa says that even if someone plays with a Yisrael, ain't it possible? He's not possible. But Poshet HaMinik Hesfara Ashrein Olosachet the Kovyon, the ain't it possible, El Nishael Mos Elohu. The Ramon's arguing on the Rambam, the Rambam saying it's Issagaz on the Devrayim, the Ramon's asking the Kranet Poshet HaMinik, that people are Seymach, that is no Chesaron of Masachet the Kovyon. Someone told me it would come out like this, that he'll always, whenever he wants to play a game of cards, he'll always look for a side for years, and he'll play against him. Because the Mechaber Paskin, that Mesachah the Kovyot, is for Gesam and Devrei. So if he loses, he'll tell the guy, listen, I don't want to be Mesayel Zaraveira. If you take this money from me, all of a sudden they become Frum after they lose. I can't tell you, it's Gesam and Devrei. But if he wins, he has no problem taking the money. The Paschus of the Ramal says, Saposhet HaMidig and Mesachah the Kovyot. And you know, the person will want to pay him, even though mitzad him, he might not be b'chuyif to pay. Good, the guys will pay. You know, if he's willing to pay, he's listen. He won't have any problem. He'll take the money, and for him, it's not an issur gzeila. L'maisa, this is not posh of a chal, even though the pashas of the Ramah seems to say over here that there is no problem of mesachik with kuvya, because then there's no problem of a smachta, and it says kvar posh ataminik. But the Ramah adds one thing over here. Im sochak imir ba'amona. If he played Ba'amon on credit, in Chayiv L'Shalim, Ayin L'El Sman Rezayin. So the Ramos says that if someone plays on credit, then you have to look in Sman Rezayin. In Sman Rezayin, the Ramos brings the Shittas, which you mentioned from Tesis, what's Keveya and Asnachta. And he says, Avon Ein B'Yodei L'Gamri, V'Loi B'Yad Acherim, something is Ein B'Yodei Klau, Kegoyin HaMasachet B'Kuvik, Yitzvash Ein Yodei Yitzvayach Eloi. He doesn't know if he's going to win or not. I feel like his nevada gomma makin sofik is passing again over here that there's no concern of Masachik the Kuvya, there's no concern of Asmachta, and it works. But he lays to important Nakuda. The Medvon Amurim, Kishasovkin with Moyus Mukhanim. With someone playing the game, he has Moyus Mukhanim, Kashuk means he just puts down money on the table. So now when someone places a bet, and he says, if I'm right or you're right, then you're going to have to pay me a certain amount of money, obviously you don't have Moyus Mukhanim, there is no money put down on the table. So here is Poshet as a chasson, but there's no king. Even though we hold a smachta, let's say there's no chasson of a smachta. Smachta is a kuvya because he's doing the dance. So we know in all the chesh and mishpat, there's a halacha that dvorim doesn't make a king. In order for something to transfer violence from one person to another person, it has to be that there's a king that happens. So I place the bet. I told you I'm going to pay you if I lose. Change my mind. You can't come and be mighty moment for me when there was no king. Since most time when someone bets, there is no king made. So the etzim midina, and as I said, he will not be able to be mighty from him because he doesn't really owe the money. If the person on his own goes and pays, with a message and gets it out in a week or 2 weeks, there's a din of mechila b'tayyus, if someone pays something by mistake, if they want to keep it, now they keep it, using mafoikas. But to be mighty mom and zucha, if they played by mana, there's no problem. And today's game of cards, I think the way people play is they put down the money on the pot, they put down the money on the table, which is mois mechon. So over there, it will be mafoikas for how to learn this ramo. The going, learns that found their amal is when they put money down on the table, so just like they become like shutzen in the money is in the path, it's sort of like a shutzen. And there's a locha and also shutzen, I can get into it now, that shutzen doesn't need a kinyan because they're each makna to each other, so they become shutzen in the total money that's in the middle. And the middle, it doesn't need a kinyan. According to the gain, someone places money in the middle of the table and they make a bet on it, according to this side on their amal, even if it's done by amal, there will be no problem. However, the sman, this is where the nesivus learns the sman, says that the cases of others talking about what they made a kinyan, and even when they made a kinyan, there's still a chasson, episode of chasson of Masachet the Kuvya. And since there is, even though we hold like a sheshes, that there's no chasson of Masachet the Kuvya, but there still is episode of chasson, so you can't, you're not going to be mighty moment. So according to the sad, the way people play today, the zechadon don't make a kinyan, a lot of you wouldn't be able to mighty moment. But even if you would want to go like the gain in this chat, there are more than in the second chat, and this is really tight in Sanhedrin, says like this, you need a das honey lishneya. And the way the Gaon is nazir is that you need it to be mamash and kinyan chaser. Even if you have a table, which usually you're playing in one person's house, or wherever you're playing, the table is not koni to both people. According to this side, the only way to put in the chai of someone when he's playing a game of cards is if you go ahead to make a kinyan suva, and to be makin of the table for everyone, then it becomes sort of like a chaser or shutsun, and then you'll be able to play it. But in absence of doing that, even according to the Amor, it'll be a case of the Amona, and it wouldn't be koni. Okay? Someone say he came to the shir, he knows exactly how to do it now. He's going to go to Hanukkah, going to tell everyone that I have a great idea, we should all get together, and we're going to make a kinyan sudder and take care of all the problems, everything is involved. But still, when my soul heard,
still another time to say that also. First of all, just Domo, even on the side that it's mutter and there's no Indian of Gezel Bechlau, Avadi Ram says when he's putting there doing playing with a guy, he says, aber jetzt wie ist euch der Bedwurm der Teil und seine Rolle der Adam Schiasse Koyama war der Dibbe Chochma Yeshuvah Tlaila. It's done as a someone who plays a game of cards in Eisek is not Eisek with Van Batalem, but that's even when a guy, when there's no possibility of a Chathon of a Snasa, how do you have this Indian of Eisek with Van Batalem? But more than that, because I'm also known for Shabbos, if someone's rattling off, which is come to the Gemara in Shabbos, a Mona Gedola can negate a Mona Ktana. The Chabbos says, I believe they Mona Gedola can negate a Mona Ktana. Well, how do a girl only make a girl to raffle off? I guess they were one of anyone fighting who gets the bigger part, who gets the small portion. So they made a raffle to who gets it. Dr. Mechaber, Afilu b'nei Beisa is a choyl, Oster Mishum Kuvyat. All these cases are Oster Mishum Kuvyat. And the Torah brings down the Talofa as well, and the Shulpe Gedoyim, and the Magen Avraham over here brings it down. Shalvach HaNakasha. The Torah passing, like the same sheet as the Rebbe Anor passing, there's no problem with Asher with Kuvyat, there's no concern about Asher. So why does the Mechaber over here say Poshach, the Gemara, there's a problem with Kuvyat? There's no problem with Kuvyat. The Paskin, there's no concern of a snachter, the way if you go with the Ramot Shita. Hakkad, why isn't there a more argue over here? Why is there one that sees a Talacha that's Mishum Kuvyat? The Gokhli Mogan Avraham, that's the Hukshah of the Shilta Gedoyim, the Ein Gezel of Kuvyat, the Ein Simon Amadawa, the Simon Shinayim, the Mashma, the Ekshasis of the Dover. So if you look over there, it's the Mashma, the Ekshasis of the Dover. The Shita, it doesn't seem like it's the Ekshasis of the Dover. The Mashma Shekel is Mazda. He says that since the Rambam says that there's a lot of Gezel in the day, the Torah and the Ramot, they never address, no one ever addresses why it's not Issel Gezel in the day. He says since they say that not Issel Gezel, there is a Gezel in the day, and they say there's no Chathon, so they must be the Maskim or Shtickle, since they didn't address why it's not Gezel in the day. They must be the Shtickle Maskim to the Issel Gezel in the day. And Leah's back, he's looking at Maskim like this in the Ramot. The Ramot says, kind of Spasha Taminik, it seems like there's a minute was that they were Messiah in the Kuvyot. So how could you say that he's masking that there's a stick of listen? But the Maisa, the Mogen Avraham, passings like this, even if he means to be arguing on the Ramot, the Maisa, the Mogen Avraham, passings like that. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also brings down the Halacha. He brings down the two days, so this is the Sach of the Kuvya, and he says, Avada, there is an Isra, Kemavur, the Sinan Shemshal Beis, in Arachayim. So the Shulchan, even if the Ramot is not masking like that, Macha, you have the Mogen Avraham, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, they're both passing that there's a Tass Isra Vadova. It's just I have to say the Tzatz Issa V'Dava. In addition to this Tzatz Issa V'Dava, the Ochor Shulchan and the Mishnah Berurah both say the same halacha. The Ochor Shulchan seems to be chayim than Ika Dibina for the Shita Tarama, even though it's a poor Shirama over here, no one seems to argue. The Ochor Shulchan in Simon Reh Zayin, at the end of And he brings the Mordechai also like that. It says, who is the person who's not going to be chayish for the Shita Tarambam and Shita Tarambam? The Shrat is the Moshe of Leitzim. The Shrat is someone who plays cards, who is the master of Moshe of Leitzim. The Harbe Aveir is Kamura Simchak Mishrecha Kuvya. And a lot of Aveirs come out from someone who plays the same in Nashville, Yichak Mizah, the Tavi Allah Bracha. The same in Nashville should be Yichak Mizah, Tavi Allah Bracha. And Mr. Gruum, the Alokha, he's the same Lashon, he says, the Harbi Hoshiu Achor Makadosh Mazah. God, if you're Medai, it doesn't seem like he holds his Mamish off from the Medina, but it's fired. The Harbi Hoshiu Achor Makadosh Mazah, the same in Nashville, Yichak Mizah. So that's called for someone to play the game of Kitmach on Hanukkah, someone to make a bet. The Shida Rambam, it's a Gezel Medavaya. The Shida Ramok of Shutai, that there is no Issa. But the Mogen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, hold that there is a Tzatzis of the Dover. And the Ochor Shulchan seems to be noted that one has to be Chayesh for Ephraim Shittas HaRambam, the Chiyah Gardner. So another one should find a different game to play, or if he feels the need to play, he should play it against the Goyim.